It's a new year and time for another year of Stank Gang Podcast, and we're with Stephanie Radecki to talk about Midwestern State Volleyball, which gets underway Thursday night with the Midwestern State Invitational. Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Midwestern will take on Southwestern, then they'll play a couple of games on Friday, and then they'll be in action again on Saturday, and we'll get to all of that. But first, I just kind of want to get your thoughts about how the offseason went and how you feel about the way this roster came together.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. This is always fun. It's always something to look forward to.
It is fun. So, and I missed it during the off season.
Yeah, definitely. So I think preseason went really well. You know, obviously we have a lot of new faces and a lot of young faces. So there was a lot of learning and getting to know each other the first couple weeks of practice. And I think we're excited and we're definitely ready to play. So we're really looking forward to this week preparing for our opening matches and trying to put a lineup together.
Well, I'd say I was getting excited because as you were bringing players in and we were working on their profiles for the website, you've got some talented young players coming in here.
Yeah, I think we do. And they have definitely shown that a lot of different times throughout our scrimmages and just the potential that we have. We're very athletic and very diverse and we have a lot of depth. So we're excited about that. You know, obviously still again, young. And I think one of my least favorite statements as a head coach when you have to say we're young, but we are. And it's, you know, it's a reality and you can see it if you look at the roster. So it'll take some time.
Well, even though you're young and you can jump in and correct me, and you've never been shy about doing that before. but as I watched the scrimmages that were here a couple of weeks ago, it looks like you've got better communication on the floor than you had previously. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I definitely think that, you know, one thing that we've talked about since I've become the head coach here is, you know, finding a sense of urgency on the court. And I think that this group has really embraced that. We are scrappy in the good sense. You know, we don't let a lot of balls hit the floor without a little effort and trying to make a play.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of campfires.
Yeah,
and
so
there.
That's a really good thing to have on a team. And you know, we have some strong defensive players. We have some strong players that aren't afraid to play defense. And so that's a really nice thing to have as a team. The more opportunities you give the other team to err, they might err. So that's good.
What do you like about this team? This particular group of young ladies who I've had a chance to spend just a little bit of time with. One is it seems like they have fun and they're energetic and they're fun to be around.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think I like how athletic they are. Just very willing to think outside the box. I've always been the type of coach that wants to train all of our hitters to run all our play sets, all of our defensive players to play every defensive position. And they're very open-minded to that and they do it very well. And so that has been, I think, one of my favorite pieces to our practices right now.
So last year I begged and begged for you to get more home games and
yes,
you have come through.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
It was very, very hard, but I made it happen just for you.
Well, you did great.
Yeah.
And it's going to start with the MSU Invitational.
Yes.
Five schools will be visiting.
Yes,
and of course,
correct.
Midwestern State will
absolutely
be involved as well. So it's a six-team event. It starts Thursday night at 7 o'clock when you take on Southwestern. Now, Southwestern was third last year in their conference. They've got three of four all-conference players returning. Last year they were 17-12, 12-4. It looks like this is going to be a pretty good test for you right out of the box.
Yeah, it'll be a huge test. Very strong program, great tradition of success. Their head coach is very good. He's been very successful. So it's a big test for us early, but it's only going to prepare us for the level of competition that we see in the Lone Star Conference every day. So,
and then the second game you'll play will be Friday. By the way, the action Friday is going to start at 9 a.m.
Yes.
So it's going to be a full day. I believe there's multiple games starting at 9 and running through 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, pretty much every 2 hours. So if you're bored, come on over to Ligon.
Even if you're not bored,
yeah,
come on over to Ligon Coliseum. It's going to start, by the way, Eastern New Mexico will take on Western Colorado. You will not play Eastern in this event.
We do not, no.
But I'm sure you're going to be taking a look at them since
they're
a conference rival.
Yeah, we'll probably watch them a little bit.
And they'll play Western Colorado, and then West Alabama plays Central Oklahoma in the second game at 11. Then at 1, Southwestern is back on the floor to face Eastern. And then at 3, you play the first of two games that you'll play on Friday. You'll play West Alabama. West Alabama, coming off a tough year, but that was the first year for John Schmidt, who I'm guessing you probably know because he's been around the game a while.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we've ever met face-to-face, but we've definitely talked on the phone a few times. So I think he's very familiar with the state of Texas, and I'm very, very familiar with West Alabama. They were in the same conference I was in when I was at North Alabama in the Gulf South Conference, so we're familiar with the program.
And he's had success rebuilding programs in the past.
Yeah.
So it's not unlike what you're going through here.
Correct.
At Midwestern State.
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting clash. And then I think your biggest test, and again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think your biggest test of the weekend is going to be against Central Oklahoma, who you play Friday at 7. And they're kind of scary, actually. Jaden Evans is a returning starter who led the nation in digs last year. They were 24-7 last year and 6 returning starters. This looks like a really good team you're going to play on Friday night.
Yeah, they're very, again, another very impressive program with a tradition of winning. Head coach that has been extremely successful. So we definitely have a lot of talented teams coming here looking to start the season with some wins. And so it's really important that we're prepared and that we're prepared to be gritty and kind of go into it with an open mind. And I think our team's prepared to do that. I definitely feel like we've seen some really good things throughout the preseason, and hopefully we're prepared for that battle.
And then you'll wrap it up Saturday at 3. By the way, it's another full day Saturday starting at 9 a.m. West Alabama, Western Colorado, Southwestern, and Central meet in the second game at 11. Eastern and West Alabama play at 1. And then at 3, it'll be Midwestern State and Western Colorado. And then as an encore, it'll be Central Oklahoma and Eastern Mexico at 5 o'clock. But let's talk about your matchup with Western Colorado. They've got a new coach, Jordan Bruaire, who's from Dodge City, a junior college, and they went to the NJCAA semifinals last year. She's also in a rebuilding mode. They were 4-21 last year, 3-15 in conference play.
Yeah, they're definitely rebuilding, and I would say reloading. I feel like she signed a big class and some transfers that can make an impact right away. So definitely will be a different look than what the team showed last year. And so you never really know what to expect. Hopefully we'll get a chance to watch them a little bit before we get to play them on Saturday.
Would you use that term to describe Midwestern State and what you've got here? Are you reloading?
I think so. I will always keep saying, though, we've always had talent. You know, I think that just the team that I inherited, the freshmen that were signed before I even got here, like, there's always been talent. I think there's a big difference between having talent and just knowing how to win and what it takes to win and the sacrifices you need to make to win and how you prepare to win. And so I really feel like there's always been talent, and now we have to really raise the standards of what it takes to win.
And in volleyball, it's not enough just to have individual talent.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, I definitely think I've seen from this group, there's more of a team factor at all times. They really do care about each other and really want to see each other be successful. And I think those are some really good pieces to the foundations of starting to make those changes to win more.
Now, that doesn't just happen. So what have you done to promote that?
Well, I mean, we talk about it a lot. We do have some really strong leaders, in my opinion. You know, I think Lauren Bournet has done a great job as a captain for us the last, since I got here, I named her a captain. I think she's done a really nice job. You don't have to be perfect to be a captain. You have to be able to be held accountable and be willing to hold others accountable. You know, Amy DeWalt's been a captain since I got here. She's not able to compete this year, but even with that mentality, she's come to preseason with that leader mentality that she cares about the program and wants to help build that tradition. And so it's really important to be able, it's also really important to be able to accept leadership, whether you're a captain or whether you're not. And I think we have players that will accept leadership from people that are willing to give it. So that's a good thing to have.
So what are your biggest concerns going into this season? What are the questions you're looking to get answered?
Well, I'd say right now we play Thursday, and I don't have a very specific set lineup yet. You know, normally I would think that would be a concern because you want people to really stick out on the page. I know we don't necessarily have a page yet of stats or a box score. But I also think that with that that shows a little bit of our strength right now, that we have depth, that we've seen a lot of people, if not everyone on our roster right now, step up at times in our scrimmages or in practice. And so that could be a good thing. But at some point, we do need to have kind of those players that decide, I'm a leader and I'm going to perform every day and I'm going to help us see results. And so right now we need those pieces to kind of step up a little bit more consistently.
When I got a chance to see you scrimmage, it looked like you were doing some experimenting.
Yes.
Like you were kind of mixing and matching. And I didn't get the sense that you had settled on a starting six.
Yes.
How has that gone? And how tough is it when you have so many different combinations at play?
Well, you know, it is a little tough because you don't really get into a rhythm. But like I told the team yesterday at practice, Saturday in our second scrimmage, my plan was to kind of settle into a starting lineup. And I never was able to do that because so many different people were stepping up and doing some good things. And so I don't think that was necessarily a bad thing. And, you know, your starters can fluctuate throughout the year. So as long as we, like I had said before, as long as we get a couple of those pieces that are willing to really step up consistently and start to make a big impact in a stat line, it's okay for now. But we, like I said, we're super young too, so it's okay if it takes us a little more time to get to that place.
I know we've talked about some of the intangibles, but on the floor, what do you think the strength of the team is?
I think that we have really good team energy. Sounds a little cheesy to say that. I don't want it to feel like we're just good cheerleaders, but like the good energy of understanding that we need to stay consistent. We talk a lot about not having really high highs and really low lows, and I think that our team has embraced that, so that's good. You know, we definitely, I think Tegan has really stepped in. She became our starting libero last year. I think she's solidified that role for us again this year, and she has a really good calming factor of leadership on the court, and so I think that's really nice to have. You know, we're still kind of trying to sort out exactly what our setting is going to look like. We have multiple talented setters, and so it's trying to make those decisions of who should lead our offense.
And it looks like that's an area where you'll really make a big improvement this year.
I think so, yeah. We have a lot more depth in that position, so automatically we already feel like we are running a better offense, and so it's just a matter of trying to figure out exactly what that looks like and who that is right now.
What do your outside hitters look like?
Our outsides, we have quite a bit of depth at the pin. I think right now we're still trying to figure out which piece of those will be on the left and which will be on the right. And so, you know, obviously Sadie was a big impact for us last season. Right now we're still trying to figure out which pin she fits best at, either the left or the right. You know, I think Robin White throughout the preseason has stepped up huge.
And we saw flashes last year from her.
Yeah, we did. You know, she definitely showed potential. She had a great spring. She worked extremely hard and got a lot stronger. She played a lot this summer, which always helps as a volleyball player. The season comes super fast, and she definitely took advantage of her summer. And she came in as a force. And so I would say, like, that first scrimmage, she stuck out to me the most, and she continued to do that last Saturday. And I just really feel like she's going to make a big impact for us.
You think she's the most improved player coming in?
Yeah, I mean, I hate that term. It sounds like you always give most improved to, like, the kid you felt sorry for. Is that a bad thing to say? But yes, easily. I never felt sorry for her. But she definitely has made some big improvements through the offseason and has showed up pretty consistently this preseason.
What about the middle? Because you got some big shoes to fill there.
We do. Huge. You know, honestly, like, that's, I would have never felt like I was going to say this right now, but I feel like the middle is our strongest position right now. We have a lot of depth in the middle, and honestly, haven't even settled on two starters yet because I feel like we're four deep right now in our middles. So,
well, that's really good news.
It is. It's great news. I just got to figure it out.
and you think serving is a strength?
I think we're pretty consistent. We have strong servers. It's just a matter of eliminating bad missed serves. I think throughout the preseason we missed a lot of serves in the net, which in volleyball you want to miss long if you had your choice. Not that it matters. It's still still a point for the other team, but it just shows that you're being aggressive and you're making them make a decision.
Right.
Versus if it goes in the net, there's no decision to make. So we need to work on that a little bit.
So I don't want to make too big a deal out of a scrimmage. That would be silly, but I do want to ask you about it. Because when I was watching, it seemed like you had trouble playing with a lead. You would kind of get a lead and allow teams to come back on
you.
How do you avoid that?
Well, I think the biggest issue right now is just strings of points. We have to be very careful, and you have to be very careful in volleyball not to allow another team to score strings of points.
It really is about runs, isn't
it?
I mean, I get a kick out of people talking about basketball is a game of runs. Volleyball is a game of runs, too.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a situation if you have a match point and you allow a team to come back or a set point, that just really shows who your big hitters are going to be. Like, who can you go to finish the set and put the ball away? And we just need to figure those pieces out right now.
So we want to invite everybody out to the MSU Invitational. It's Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Southwestern. And if you're a volleyball fan at all, you want to be here all weekend long.
Yeah.
Everybody should be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I think so. Well, we want to host a great tournament. We want our opponents to also come in and be like, wow, that was a really great place to play. You know, it kicked off our season with a lot of energy and got everyone really excited for the fall. So, yeah, we would love for a lot of people to come out and support all the teams if possible, but especially us.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but do you think this will be an annual event?
I think so, yeah, of course. That's what we want.
I would be all for that, by the way. Hey, Stephanie, I'm so excited about the upcoming season, but mainly I'm excited about getting a chance to do these podcasts with you again this year.
Yeah, we should just do them in the off season for fun.
You know
we
what?
We can just talk about random subjects.
And I let you down because I told you at the end of last year we were going to do one in the off season, and I never came over to your office and said, hey, let's do a podcast.
Well, I'll put it on my calendar now for the spring.
But we'll do one every week during the season,
yep.
And we invite you to join us and tell your friends to join us for the Stain Gang podcast.